the Vietnamese trade in dongs. Figuratively and literally, I'm sure.
Oh my god, that's hilarious.
I did decide to look it up. 500,000 dongs is a good night for Pop's ex.
Like most women, he's an emotional thinker.
Good God.
I mean, that's part of the problem we're having now in our society is we have a bunch of emotional thinkers that want the world to, you know, to fall in line with their emotions. That's not... look, reality doesn't give a shit about emotions.
It's my lived truth.
Fuck your lived truth.
No, it's not. It's your perspective.
Kiss my ass.
Literally, like, hey, Sergeant Pop, you got to turn your barracks. And I'm like, over my dead body.
No.
Just give me a statement of charges. Yeah. You're never getting this back. Yeah. You can suck it.
I'm going to wear this with my Russian coat.
you will bury me in this. Hey! Why you got to fucking be like that, man?
Because I'm an asshole, and I learned from the best. I'm sitting across from him, and I'm pointing at you with all four fingers.
All right, first of all, the Russian jacket. Is World War II surplus.
I'll send you a picture of it, Sarge.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I got wore you that standing wearing it with holding two giant buckets like you just collected all the chum from behind the dump dumpster at the bar and you're going to go home and make ice cream out of it.
What's up, savages? Welcome to another episode of Grunt Speak that actually is live from the lair. All right, I want to just put this out. Did this stutter while we were doing the countdown? Because it's stuttering on my end. Did you detect anything, Battledorf?
No, I haven't touched anything.
All right. Oh, I know you didn't touch anything.
You are stuttering on your end.
I'm stuttering on my end?
Yeah, you're kind of bouncy.
I'm bouncy?
Yeah, hang on.
It could be on my end. I don't know.
I've just requested a sound check over here. Let's see what happens.
Give us a 5x5. Let us know if there's any stuttering going on during the countdown, because it definitely, I saw it on my end. I just want to make sure we don't have a router that we have to reboot or some crazy shit like that.
No stuttering there. 5x5. Cobalt Steel says, yes, you need to reboot everything. I'm getting 5x5s across the board.
All right. Play the first one. Let's get this going.
All right. We have Celebrity Wheel of Woe this evening. A little bit of Miss Lucy Liu.
Nice.
No wonder 56-year-old Lucy Liu is still single. Nobody realizes that to be Lucy Liu's husband, you have to follow three rules she set, especially the third one, which most people can't do, even though she's one of Hollywood's most popular actresses and has had some pretty high-profile relationships. She's still single. Lucy Liu has always faced pressure from all sides, and her standards for a partner are even stricter. First of all, Lucy Liu is the daughter of Chinese immigrants and was influenced by her parents' traditional values, which made her place a high value on family and responsibility. In 2015, Lucy Liu had a son, Rockwell, through a surrogate, and especially after becoming a mother, she has come to cherish this off-screen role. Even more secondly, she wants a partner who can respect her independence, whether in her career or personal life. She's always been self-sufficient. Lucy Liu says she's dated a lot of men, but these men always try to interfere with her work. They try to tie her down or control her. Finally, Lucy values a partner who can make her laugh, especially during tough times. Life under the spotlight isn't easy, and Lucy needs someone who can make things lighter as of now. Lucy Liu has proven she's fully capable of taking care of herself. She doesn't.
Okay,
so she has the only reason she is not a cat lady right now at zero eggs and speeding toward wall number two is because she's a wealthy actress. Point.
Yes.
Down. That's it. Yeah. That's all she's got.
Absolutely correct. Now,
other than that, she's a five or a six. The personality, from what I'm getting here, drags her to a two or a three right off the bat.
I'll give her a four. But listen, she's 56. I'm not messing with that. I would not do that.
Hell no.
To be honest, with the way I am now, I wouldn't really mess with women.
I'm done. We were talking about this before the show. You and I would both be done.
We'd older than 45. I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
I'm out. Forget it.
Yeah.
All right, let's roll the white wheel.
Roll it.
The phlegm wheel.
Phlegm. It was too hot for the happy helmet tonight, by the way. That's why I'm just wearing cans. It's just too hot. Fuck off.
Seven.
Narcissist, I'd say. That. Yeah, I'm going to say we're pretty spot on there. Sorry.
Holy shit. Okay.
Yeah.
This is.
Next one, please.
The vagina wheel?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, her wealth from her acting career. She's a decent actress, not going to lie. Her wealth from her acting career is the only thing that has saved her from Catland.
12.
General Crazy is actually fairly easy to believe.
We're not even trying.
No, we're not.
All right.
That doesn't put up a fight with me.
Here's the reasons, Will.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
12 again. 12-ity.
No one helps me, perma victim, and I'm a guess that's how she takes relationships. And I'm seeing a couple of guys in the chats here. They go, I'm not going to lie. I'd hit that.
They said she's self-sufficient.
Do you know how much mystery dick she's probably had? Over the years,
she's had more mystery dick than Subway.
Because she's Lucy Liu, she can walk into a hotel in Ibiza and grab a cabana boy and bang him and leave, and nobody is ever going to know, and he's never going to talk about it because she just handed him $50,000.
I don't think she's going to come off that much money for.
Well, I'm just chucking numbers out there, dude. I'm just chucking numbers. I'm not trying to be realistic. Don't pin me to that.
Next,
I'm just making a quote. Next one.
She's got a long face.
Yeah, and some horse teeth. What's going on with that?
Here's a sentence I would never say. This generation of men are wonderful. I love opening my own door. I love paying for my own dinner or going halfsies. I love being the one that has to carry my suitcase in and out of the car, up and down the stairs, everything. I love doing the heavy lifting. Mm-hmm. I love driving and having my little passenger princess on the side. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this generation of men, we love them. They're incredible.
Well, you're strong and independent. You don't need a man. You need a man like a fish needs a bicycle. And yeah, I think we can invest in a whole bunch of go fuck yourself.
With a nice cold glass of shut the fuck up.
I'm serious. Like, these women have literally told us the rules that they want from men. Right. We're giving them the rules that they want.
Yes.
And now they're bitching about it because they want to have the best of both worlds.
Yep.
They want to be strong and independent and be a girl boss, but yet they want, you know,
also
the man
to be treated like
sacrifice. It's not worth it.
Right, Schrodinger's hoe.
Yeah.
This is.
The white wheel. Let's not knock any beer over this time.
Spin the wheel.
Ten.
Camping the finish line. I'm going to bet you she's camping the finish line.
Yeah. Yes, especially if she's bitching about stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm gonna bet that's a pretty good spin. The next wheel.
Next wheel spinning. Eleven.
I trust my intuition because, of course, you do.
So said the single mother. All right. Five.
About the invisible wheel. No dick. That actually is probably more accurate than you would think.
This is like the magic eight ball.
Yeah. I am guessing this one really drives the penis away. She's like, you know, when you have the south end of a magnet and the south end of a magnet, it pushes it away.
Yeah, yeah.
Her vagina is like that. It flips polarity anytime a dick comes near.
This is like mall watching, but for feminists.
God. Okay, moving right along, we have this. She's a little better. She looks clearly stoned here. Telling my brother I'm ready for a what?
I've been thinking about it a lot, and I kind of feel like I'm ready for like a real relationship.
Uh-huh.
Real, like a real boyfriend, you know?
Uh-huh.
Like something serious.
Uh-huh.
Of course, yes.
Don't you think? Like, don't you think I'm kind of ready?
Sure,
like,
sure.
In other words, she's gone all the way down the 500 miles.
Almost 25. I feel like I should start.
I mean, maybe you should stop talking to douchebags then.
Well, I don't know they're douchebags until I talk.
Everyone knows they're douchebags except for you.
Mm.
Like, literally everyone.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Even their moms and parents know they're douchebags, mm-hmm. and they're never going to get a girlfriend. And then you're the one that ends up dating them.
Mm-hmm. It's not my fault they're good looking.
Well, maybe you should go for something more than just like surface level.
Okay, but I like their personality, and they're fun to be
around.
You
and who else? You and no one else likes their personality.
That's not Ooh. True.
You and no one else. Wow. Like, there's a reason that they're single and they're at a bar and they're fucked up and they're telling you you're hot and you fall for them.
Oh, well, that's not necessarily true.
Oh my God. Okay, Pop, we have a new phenomenon here.
Oh.
We have a new phenomenon. This is an astrological phenomenon. What you're looking at here is a toxic cock vortex.
Okay. All right. So she's 25.
Yes. She draws all of the bad cock to her vagina.
So now hang on. She's had a decade.
Yes.
A decade mm-hmm. of dick pumping.
Yeah.
And she's probably went to college. Mm-hmm. She's fairly attractive.
Yes.
I would put her body count somewhere between 60 and 80.
I'd go with probably 100, given the description her own brother was giving.
Oh, is that her brother off camera bagging on her?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. He knows everything.
Yeah. She's probably a sorostitute.
Oh, no. That's why it's so high. The minute you, like, I went to college, I was a sorority. You go from, like, okay, 30 to 40. Oh, sorority? Okay, 40%.
She was probably captain of the cock cheer team in high school.
the white wheel?
Mm-hmm.
I love the sound of this one.
Yep.
Seven.
Narcissist. That's probably not far from because all she does is go after guys she likes.
Yes, absolutely correct. She's got to have the feels.
That she thinks is hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the thing the feels, the feel phase gets lesser and lesser the more there is. So once you're in the above 60, I mean, good luck. You got like 2 weeks.
Yeah. Defloor over on YouTube says the fact that she's talking, attacking the subject with her brother.
Five.
Ba-da-ba, virtue signaler.
I don't know.
In the realm of, because she probably thinks she's rescuing bad boys.
I'll give it a half.
We're gonna go with a half on that one. This happens. Yep.
It's okay. Yep. The other two were 100%.
Oh my God, yeah. Lucy Liu scored high.
Eleven.
I trust my intuition. Yeah, I trust my intuition.
It's 2.5 out of 3.
Despite the fact that her intuition constantly, I mean, she's a toxic cock vortex.
So says the single mother. This one will be a good one.
You trust your
woman's intuition, huh?
He's yeah. I know he just got out of jail for beating his last girlfriend, but he's very nice and he feels bad about that.
Uh-huh. All right, next one.
Yeah, we're working on exactly that. Mm-hmm. Let's see here. This one is Stay Delusional, ladies.
Oh, my God.
My two friends and I were out at a bar, and sitting across from us were these three boys who looked to be, like, relatively our age. So we're sitting there just hanging. We didn't talk to them. And, like, 30 minutes in, Molly turns to us, and she's like, okay, guys, don't look, don't say anything, but I think those three boys are setting us shots. Also, Molly and I have boyfriends, but Katie's single, as an aside. So we're like, no, Molly, like, I don't think so. We haven't even talked to them. Like, I don't think they're sending us shots. So we see the bartender pour three shots and hand it to the boys. Then we see him start to pour three more. And we were like, hold on, wait a minute. These might be for us. Are these for us? And then we start like getting all ready. Like, we're kind of like looking at the guys. And they were for different girls. Mm-hmm. They weren't for us.
Down in flames. I wonder how many nights that's happened.
Well, it happens. It's happening more to women now.
Yeah, they are no longer finding Mr. Right, but they are finding Mr. Right now.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like, over the past like 6 years, mm-hmm. I've had women approach me, and usually when I you can tell when it's coming. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, oh, excuse me. I'm a broke, broken, dusty, raggedy man. Mm-hmm. There are way more better options out there other than I, mm-hmm. because I'm retired and I'm not 6 feet tall. Take mm-hmm. it easy.
Thanks. Have a good one. I got hit on in a Mennonite grocery store in Cairo, which is way up in the thumb, over a jar of peanut butter by a desperate late 40-something wearing yoga pants, and she was like almost blatantly hitting on me, trying to use the peanut butter as a prop for her efforts. And I'm like, yeah, my wife loves that too. And she looks at me and she notices that I'm looking over her shoulder and turns around, and there's Mrs. Battledorf standing there.
Nice.
And she like drags herself away in shame.
They need to start getting used to that.
Yeah.
All right. The white wheel.
It is definitely two. A cold beer night. PMS. Post-MS.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
Post-MS.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Right. Entirely possible because entirely she's out possible. There. Yeah, she's out there. She's probably beginning to ovulate.
Well, when you hear these women, all right, their menstrual cycle is, what, 3 to 4 days long?
Apparently.
Then they have 2 to 3 days prior to that where they get away with bad behavior. And then right. they have 2 to 3 days after that. We're like, I just got done with my period. It's like mm-hmm. a 2-week-long fucking ordeal. Mm-hmm. It's like flip a coin. It's bullshit. Then
after that, they start ovulating, and that kicks in their predatory cock hunting behavior.
Well, yeah, yeah, yeah. I've seen that too. Mm-hmm. Predatory cock hunting,
mm-hmm. otherwise known as ovulation.
Slowing down finally. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I put the master spin on it, so it.
Did you hit it with a little WD-40?
13.
General bitch. Which yeah. Would why? That's why she didn't get the shots. She's got resting bitch face. There's that's apparent.
Yeah.
Right there. That's resting bitch face.
I'm so. Look. I'm not trying to be mean here. We're just telling the truth.
It is what it is.
The world is collapsing.
We wouldn't be able to do this if these things weren't happening.
Mm-hmm. And we're fiddling as Rome burns.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
Two.
Strong.